How to see a painful incident differently, even after years. In our reframing challenge, suddenly being laughed at, or snarky remarks have come up to reframe. The challenge is to not take it personally. In the Homo sapiens world, everything is personal. They are laughing at you. Here is an example when a person is bigger than that. And how that scenario looks from the sideways view. This is from Reddit. The thread starts thus: I set the timer on the camera, then fell running to get in the photo. My family's reaction. Here is the picture the camera took. Click on the picture to see it full size. I laughed with that family, and it felt so good. Next time you screw up and someone laughs at you, just think of this picture, get out of your head, and rejoice in the pleasure of others. It will make a world of difference. I wish I had a picture of that. I was learning to ride a two-wheeler bike with my mom, and I crashed into a speed limit sign. My mom could not stop laughing. She didn't have a picture. So I went on Google to hunt for a good picture. Here is the important thing I saw: a bike accident is very different when you view it from the side, and when you are the person falling. From the side it's funny. Being in pain, being hurt isn't funny at all. This picture, I bet, was made in Photoshop. But even with that, if you have a shred of empathy, most people don't, you feel the pain, and after giggling a moment, you stop. And feel their pain. The world would be a much better place if people felt another's pain, like it is native in their DNA. But they don't. But through getting the sideways view, the concept, you may become someone who can. My challenges sound innocent, and don't sound potent. The first challenge I have ever run was the validation challenge. It caused one person to completely change her life because she could. Because what she learned to see. The last challenge, the reality challenge, was also very potent. Here is an unsolicited testimonial. I've been putting off writing this because I know my thank yous don't come from the right place, yet. But I feel like I have to thank you for the reality challenge, because my relationship with my husband has changed enormously as a result of that. Seeing my shoulds in plain print really showed me what a selfish, self-righteous, indignant bitch I was being, and enabled me to come down off of my high horse a bit and show some compassion. It has enabled me to start seeing the many good things about him, the things I loved when I married him, and enabled me to see that they, the Scholds, were voices, not me, and that we can start having fun together again. I'm still a fuck-up in so many ways, I know, but I don't know of any other way that I would have seen how I was being with him without having to notice it and write it down. And because of the change in me and also what you did for me health-wise, he's really doing well with his food list, because he trusts you. Thank you, from as sincerely as I'm able to thank someone. I love you, however much I'm able, and I'm so grateful that I found you. I didn't ask permission to publish this, so I won't tell you who it is. And if she protests, I'll remove this part. But my tiny doses method to show you to yourself has been working. Often miracles. You can sign up to any of the challenges. At any time. It's not a group activity. It is between you and me. The reframing challenge is a tad advanced. Just so you know.